The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. Awake, for morning in the bowl of night has flung the stone that puts the stars to flight. And lo, the hunter of the east has caught the sultan's turret in a noose of light. Dreaming when dawn's left hand was in the sky, I heard a voice within the tavern cry, "Awake, my little ones, and fill the cup before life's liquor in its cup be dry." And as the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, "Open then the door. You know how little while we have to stay, and once departed may return no more." Now the new year, reviving old desires, the thoughtful soul to solitude retires, where the white hand of Moses on the bough puts out, and Jesus from the ground suspires. Iram indeed is gone with all its rose, and Jamshid's sevening-ringed cup where no one knows. But still the vine her ancient ruby yields, and still a garden by the water blows. And David's lips are locked, but in divine high piping Pahlavi with wine, 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 red wine. The nightingale cries to the rose, that yellow cheek of hers to incarnadine. Come, fill the cup, and in the fire of spring the winter garment of repentance fling. The bird of time has but a little way to fly, and lo, the bird is on the wing. Whether at Naishapur or Babylon, whether the cup with sweet or bitter run, the wine of life keeps oozing drop by drop. The leaves of life keep falling one by one. Morning a thousand roses bring, you say. Yes, but where leaves the rose of yesterday? And this first summer month that brings the rose shall take Jamshid and Kaikabad away. But come with old Khayyam and leave the lot of Kaikabad and Kaikhoshuri forgot. Let Rustum lay about him as he will, or Hatim tie cries supper, and heed them not. With me along the strip of herbage strown that just divides the desert from the sown, where name of slave and sultan is forgot, and peace is Mahmud on his golden throne. A book of verses underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me singing in the wilderness. Oh, wilderness, were paradise enough. Some for the glories of this world, and some sigh for the prophet's paradise to come. Ah, take the cash and let the promise go, nor heed the rumble of a distant drum. Were it not folly, spider-like, to spin the thread of present life away to win? What? For ourselves, who know not if we shall breathe out the very breath we now breathe in. Look to the rose that blows about us. Lo, laughing, she says, into the world I blow. At once the silken tassel of my purse tear, and its treasure on the garden throw. The worldly hope men set their hearts upon turns ashes, or it prospers, and anon, like snow upon the desert's dusty face, lighting a little hour or two, is gone. And those who husbanded the golden grain, and those who flung it to the winds like rain, alike to no such aureate earth are turned as buried once men want dug up again. Think in this battered caravanserai, whose doorways are alternate night and day, how sultan after sultan with his pomp abode his hour or two and went his way. They say the lion and the lizard keep the courts where Jamshid gloried and drank deep. And Bahram, that great hunter, the wild ass stamps o'er his head, but cannot break his sleep. I sometimes think that never blows so red the rose as where some buried Caesar bled, that every hyacinth the garden wears dropped in its lap from some once lovely head. And this delightful herb, whose tender green fledges the river's lip on which we lean, lean upon it lightly, for who knows from what once lovely lip it springs unseen. Ah, my beloved, fill the cup that clears today of past regrets and future fears. Tomorrow? Why, tomorrow I may be myself with yesterday's 7,000 years. Lo, some we loved, the loveliest and best that time and fate of all their vintage pressed, have drunk their cup a round or two before, and one by one crept silently to rest. And we, that now make merry in the room they left, and summer dresses in new bloom, ourselves must we beneath the couch of earth descend ourselves to make a couch for whom? Make the most of what we may yet spend before we too into the dust descend. Dust into dust, and under dust to lie, sans wine, sans song, sans singer, and sans end. Alike for those who for today prepare, and those that after some tomorrow stare, a muezzin from the Tower of Darkness cries, "Fools, your reward is neither here nor there." Why, all the saints and sages who discussed of the two worlds so learnedly are thrust like foolish prophets forth, their works to scorn are scattered, and their mouths are stopped with dust. Oh, come with old Khayyam and leave the wise to talk. One thing is certain, that life flies. One thing is certain, and the rest is lies. The flower that once has blown forever dies. Myself, when young, did eagerly frequent doctor and saint, and heard great argument about it and about, but evermore came out by the same door as in I went. With them the seed of wisdom did I sow, and with my own hand laboured it to grow. And this was all the harvest that I reaped. I came like water, and like wind I go. Into this universe, and why, not knowing, nor whence, like water willy-nilly flowing, and out of it, as wind along the waste, I know not whither, willy-nilly blowing. Up from the earth's centre, Through the seventh gate I rose, and on the throne of Saturn sat, and many knots unraveled by the road, but not the master knot of human fate. There was the door to which I found no key. There was the veil through which I could not see. Some little talk a while of me and thee there was, and then no more of thee and me. Then to the rolling heaven itself I cried, asking, what lamp had destiny to guide her little children stumbling in the dark? And a blind understanding, heaven replied. Then to the lip of this poor earthen urn I leaned, the secret well of life to learn, and lip to lip it murmured, while you live, drink, for once dead, you never shall return. I think that the vessel that with fugitive articulation answered, once did live, and merry make, and the cold lip I kissed, how many kisses might it take and give? For in the marketplace, one dusk of day, I watched the potter thumping his wet clay, and with its all obliterated tongue it murmured, gently, brother, gently pray. And has not such a story from of old down man's successive generations rolled, of such a clod of saturated earth cast by the maker into human mould? Ah, fill the cup. What boots it to repeat how time is slipping underneath our feet? Unborn tomorrow and dead yesterday, why fret about them if today be sweet? A moment halt, a momentary taste of being from the well amid the waste, and lo, the phantom caravan has reached the nothing it set out from. Oh, make haste. Oh, plague no more with human or divine. Tomorrow's tangle to itself resign. And lose your fingers in the tresses of the cypress slender minister of wine. Waste not your hour, nor in the vain dispute pursuit of this and that endeavour and dispute. Better be merry with the fruitful grape than sadden after none or bitter fruit. You know, my friends, with what a brave carouse I made a second marriage in my house, divorced old barren reason from my bed, and took the daughter of the vine to spouse. And lately by the tavern door agape came stealing through the dusk an angel shape, bearing a vessel on his shoulder, and he bid me taste of it, and was the grape. The grape that can, with logic absolute, the 22 jarring sects confute. The subtle alchemist that in a trice life's leaden metal into gold transmute. Why, be this juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril at as snare? A blessing we should use it, should we not? And if a curse, why then, who set it there? But leave the wise to wrangle, and with me the quarrel of the universe let be, and in some corner of the hubbub couched, make game of that which makes as much of thee. For in and out, above, about, below, 'tis nothing but a magic shadow show, played in a box whose candle is the sun, round which we phantom figures come and go. Strange is it not, that of the myriads who before us passed the door of darkness through, not one returns to tell us of the road, which to discover we must travel to. The revelations of devout and learned, who rose before us, and as prophets burned, are all but stories which awoke from sleep. They told their fellows, and to sleep return. Why, if the soul can fling the dust aside and naked on the air of heaven ride, it's not a shame for him so long in this clay suburb to abide. But that is but a tent wherein may rest a sultan to the realm of death addressed. The sultan rises and the dark farash strikes and prepares it for another guest. I sent my soul through the invisible some letter of that afterlife to spell. And after many days my soul returned and said, "Behold, myself am heaven and hell. Heaven but the vision of fulfilled desire, and hell the shadow of a soul on fire, cast on the darkness into which ourselves so late emerged from, shall so soon expire." While the rose blows along the river brink, with old Khayyam and ruby vintages, vintage drink, and when the angel with his darker draught draws up to thee, take that and do not shrink. And fear not lest existence closing your account should lose or know the type no more. The eternal Saki from the bowl has poured millions of bubbles like us, and will pour. When you and I behind the veil are past, oh, but the long, long while the world shall last, which of our coming and departure heeds as much as ocean of a pebble cast. 'Tis all a checkerboard of nights and days where destiny with men for pieces plays, hither and thither moves and mates and slays, and one by one back in the closet lays. The ball no question makes of eyes and nose, but right or left as strikes the player goes. And he that tossed thee down into the field, he knows about it all. He knows. He knows. The moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. Nor all thy piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line. Nor all thy tears wash out a word of it. For let the philosopher and doctor preach of what they will and what they will not. Each is but one link in an eternal chain that none can slip, nor break, nor overreach. And that inverted bowl we call the sky, whereunder crawling cooped we live and die, lift not thy hands for it for help, for it rolls impotently on as thou or I. With earth's first clay they did the last man knead, and then of the last harvest sowed the seed. Yea, the first morning of creation wrote what the last dawn of reckoning shall read. Yesterday this day's madness did prepare, tomorrow's silence, triumph, or despair. Drink, for you know not whence ye came, nor why. Drink, for you know not why you go, nor where. I tell you this, when starting from the goal, over the shoulders of the flaming foal of heaven, Parwin and Mushtari they flung, in my predestined plot of dust and soul. The vine has struck a fibre, which about it clings my being. Let the dervish flout. Of my base metal may be filed a key that shall unlock the door he howls without. And this I know, whether the one true light kindled to love or wrath, consume me quite, one glimpse of it within the tavern court, better than in the temple lost outright. What, out of senseless nothing to provoke, a conscious something to resent the yoke of unpermitted pleasure, under pain of everlasting penalties if broke? What from his helpless creature he be repaid pure gold for what he lent us dross allayed? Sue for a debt we never did contract and cannot answer, oh the sorry trade. Nay, but for terror of his wrathful face, I swear I will not call injustice grace. Not one good fellow of the tavern but would kick so poor a coward from the place. O thou who didst with pitfall and with gin beset the road I was to wander in, thou wilt not with predestined evil round enmesh me, and impute my fall to sin. O thou who man of baser earth didst make, and who with Eden didst devise the snake, for all the sin wherewith the face of man is blackened, man's forgiveness give and take. Listen again. One evening at the close of Ramazan, ere the better moon arose, in that old potter's shop I stood alone, with the clay population round in rows. And strange to tell, among that earthen lot, some could articulate, while others not. And suddenly, one more impatient cried, "Who is the potter? Pray, and who is the pot?" Then another said, another, "Surely not in vain my substance from the common earth was ta'en, that he who subtly wrought me into shape should stamp me back to common earth again." Another said, "Why, ne'er a peevish boy would break the bowl from which he drank in joy. Shall he that made the vessel in pure love and fancy in an after rage destroy?" None answered this, but after silence spake a vessel of a more ungainly make, "They sneer at me for leaning all awry. What, did the hand then of the potter shake?" "Why," said another, "some there are who tell of one who threatens he will toss to hell the luckless pots he marred in making. Pish! He's a good fellow, and 'twill all be well." Then said another with a long-drawn sigh, "My clay with long oblivion is gone dry. But fill me with the old familiar juice, methinks I might recover by and by." So while the vessels one by one were speaking, the little moon looked in that all were seeking. And then they jogged each other. Brother, brother, now for the porter's shoulders not a creaking. Ah, with the grape my fading life provide, and wash my body whence the life has died, and in a winding sheet of vine leaf wrapped, so bury me by some sweet garden side, that even my buried ashes such a snare of perfume shall fling up into the air, as not a true believer passing by, but shall be overtaken unaware. Indeed, the idols I have loved so long have done my credit in men's eye much wrong, have drowned my honour in a shallow cup and sold my reputation for a song. Indeed, indeed, repentance oft before I swore, but was I sober when I swore? And then came spring, and rose in hand my threadbare penitence a pieces tore. And much as wine has played the infidel and robbed me of my robe of honour, well, I often wonder what the vintners buy, one half so precious as the goods they sell. Alas, that spring should vanish with the rose, that youth's sweet-scented manuscript should close. The nightingale that in the branches sang, ah, whence and whither flown away, who knows? Would but the desert of the fountain yield one glance, if dimly, yet indeed revealed, to which the fainting traveller might spring, as springs the trampled herbage of the field. Ah, love, could thou and I with fate conspire to grasp this sorry scheme of things entire, would not we shatter it to bits, and then remould it nearer to the heart's desire? Ah, moon of my delight, who knowest no wane, the moon of heaven is rising once again. How oft hereafter rising shall she look through this same garden after me in vain? And when like her, O Saki, you shall pass among the guests, star-scattered on the grass, and in your joyous errand reach the spot where I made one, turn down an empty glass.